getting worse and worse over here. Pretty soon this whole rut will be swarmed with the undead. We definitely gotta change up the meeting spot for trading the goods, that's for sure. What the hell is that woman doing way out here? Looks like you got yourself in a little pickle there. You need my help, or are you gonna keep using that little bat? Oh, what was that? I couldn't hear ya. Just kidding, I heard you the first time. You know, I don't save people for free. How about a trade? Anything I want? That sounds like a pretty fair deal. Okay. Did somebody order some lead? Anyone else want some of this? Oh, come on, zombie man. Don't you know what a rhetorical question is? Yeah, now that got my blood pumping. Oh, don't thank me. Thank my two high-powered zombie-killing machines! Their names are Ashley and Alyssa. They haven't let me down before, and aren't they oh so sexy? I never leave home without my girls. They're special grade pistols designed for peeling the flesh off of, zombies. Yes, they are. So what in the devil's name are you doing way the hell out here? You know you're in the wrong part of town, right? Me first? I just saved your life and now you're asking me questions? You got no chill, do you? It doesn't matter. Anyways, I left my compound to do a trade with another compound. I'm trading food for medical supplies right now. But by the looks of it, this place is getting overrun. Yeah, I got food. But it ain't for eating. It's for trading. Aren't you listening to me? Oh, please, I'm hungry. Save me from the zombies. You're the coolest person ever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know you didn't say the last one, but you will. Here, catch. What? You got a problem with lollipops? Put the damn thing in your mouth and shut it. Seems like my girls were a little too loud and woke up more stinkies. Let's get out of here. I wasn't asking if you could ride with me. I'm telling you. If you don't hop on with me, you'll die by those things, and you know the worst part nobody talks about? They're gonna bite off your ass cheeks and eat them. Gives me the hippie jibbies just thinking about it. Atta girl. You've chosen the right decision. I'd hold on to me if I were you. This crummy little place is where we trade the goods. Please, whatever you do, don't embarrass me or do anything stupid, alright? These guys are pretty skittish and obviously hungry. I know you're hungry, but if you be a good girl, I'll feed you a plate when we get back to our compound. Is that good enough for you, princess? Keep the helmet on just in case. Pretty women like you aren't exactly in high quantities anymore, and, let's just say these guys aren't your average nice guys. Alright, Here we go. How's it going, Spikey? You got the goods? Because you sure took a long time to get over here with the food. You're late by 10 minutes. You think we could get a discount?
If you call me Spikey one more time, you'll get a taste of my girls again. Remember what happened last time you tried to play games? Now hurry up and give me the pills and I'll drop the food. Keep it simple, bro.
Whoa, 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 who's that on your bike? She looks hot. Woo-hoo!
She's my girl. You got a problem with that?
I'd keep my eye on her, or else
You'll do what?
Hey, forget it. You're no fun anymore.
Pleasure doing business with you, fellas. And oh, I got a message for your president. Tell him we need to find a new spot to trade. This route is getting overrun by the day.
Yeah, whatever. See you later, goons.
Hey, got the stuff. Now we can go back to the compound and get some grub. How does that sound? Man, my bikes are sucking up more and more gas by the day. Keep watch while I fill her up. Oh yeah, there's still plenty of gas in these stations. It's not like zombies can really drive anyways. Hey, listen. Where did you come from anyways? By the looks of it, you don't look ready for the apocalypse at all. You and your friend lasted a whole year in a bunker. Wow, that's pretty impressive. So, where's your friend? Gotcha. You guys ran out of food and you went looking for some, and then they got bit. No need for the details, that's the kind of story everyone's got around here. Plus, it looks like you're having a hard time telling it. Me? I didn't really have any family or friends before the outbreak. But I did have my two faithful pups that were like family. They were the best dogs a guy could have. Well, we were on a supply run because we hadn't eaten in days. We happened to find a little untouched convenience store and, we broke in, and that triggered the alarm. We got surrounded by the undead real fast. We managed to escape out of there because my pups distracted the horde, and that cleared a path for me to get out. But they both got bit in the process, and we both know what happens after that. We spent our last moments together that night chowing down on some food that tasted like it was cultivated by the gods. Then after the meal, when their tummies were full and happy, and they finally fell asleep, I got the guns and put them down. In memory of my two pups, that's where these guns got their names. And then I made myself a promise that me and my girls would take down as many fucking zombags as we could before I joined them again in heaven or wherever the hell we go after. Yeah, I miss my girls, but they don't gotta deal with this shithole anymore. I guess that's how I stay sane. Oh man, it's getting late too. I'm not sure how much you know about these zombies, but they get a lot faster at night. Oh yeah, like full-on wobble sprint. The compound is about 10 minutes west. We should arrive there before sunset, so we should be fine. Yeah, I know you're hungry. We got a full-on chef at the compound, so don't you worry. And don't think I haven't forgotten about the anything I want deal. You will be paying me back in full. Now hop on, let's get out of here. This place always gives me the creeps. Shit, shit, shit. This route is all completely fucked. Where are they all coming from? All I know is, this can't just be a coincidence. And it's getting real late, real fast. Hang on, alright? We're going to my little safe house nearby. Hold on for a second. Rule number one. Always gotta make sure to check if you weren't followed by zombies or people. Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere, all right. Why do you think I picked this place? You didn't think you were the only one with an underground bunker, did you? Actually, I think I do have some food in here, but it's not exactly the best. It's just some granola bars I think are way past their expiration date. Sorry I couldn't get you that hot plate that you wanted. We'll definitely have more time tomorrow to go around that huge mob of zombies. But hey, we got some light, some snacks, and a whole lot of time to kill. Thanks? Is that all I get for saving your life, taking you under my wing and feeding you for the night? It's not about what I want. I just want you to hold up on your side of the deal. Why don't you cozy on up to me and give me a kiss? Yeah. Just one kiss is all I want, and your debt will be paid. What, am I not your type? Oh yeah, you think I'm hot? Then stop hesitating. Come over here and give me a kiss. I've been waiting so long to kiss someone like that. That was very, very nice. I'm not sure I want to stop kissing you just yet. Lean your head back a little bit. And let me kiss you all the way down your neck. You smell like a beautiful rose. I'm gonna kiss you and finger your pussy while I do. I can feel you getting wetter and wetter by the second, baby girl. Your pussy is so tiny and wet. I can't wait to put something inside it besides my fingers. I want you to put your head on my lap. want you to see what kissing your lips and fingering you did to me. You see that? All nice and hard. I'm gonna lightly smack it against your face. Hey, for being such a naughty girl. Slapping my cock against your face is me letting you know who your master is. From here on out, you'll be my little pet. And you'll do whatever I need done. You got that? Good girl. You're such an obedient girl when you're aroused. I want you to put my cock in your mouth and suck on it. Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Just like that. Don't be shy now. Stuff it down deeper into your mouth. That's a good, good girl. Fuck, you're so fucking cute. I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna grab hold of your pretty little ponytails and skull fuck you till you can't breathe. Put your head against the wall while I fuck your mouth against it. I love using you as my little fuckhole. Yeah, you're ready for me, my little pet. Well, then I want you to lay back and let me see your pussy spread open. Oh, fuck yes. I can't wait to see what my cock looks like inside your pussy. I want you to play with your tits while I see my cock stuff your cute little pussy. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, baby, just like that. You're such a good little pet. So kinky and so fucking hot. I'm the only one that's ever going to see you like this. Isn't that right, baby girl? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I want you to say it louder. You're in such pleasure, you can't even answer me correctly. How does my little pet like this, pointing my cock gun at your forehead as I'm laying on top of you with my cock going in and out of you? Your life is completely in my hands. I could easily pull the trigger and end your life. But I want to show you how much trust I'm putting in you. I want you to be with me. You little sex fiend. You really want me to keep going. Okay. Put the end of the gun in your mouth and suck it like a good girl while I fuck you. You look even more like a cute little slut while you're sucking my gun. You're gonna make me come so fucking hard. your chin and against your neck. And I'm gonna keep my finger on the trigger. Don't be nervous, baby. You know how good I am with these fingers. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come, baby. I'm definitely going to be keeping you by my side. Especially when my fingers get a little trigger happy.